Parshas Toldos begins with the birth of Yaakov and Esav. In Pasuk of Zion, it says that they grew up. What happens when they grew up? Esav became Ish Yedei Atzayit, one who knows how to hunt. Ish Sada, a man of the field. But Yaakov became Ish Tam, a wholesome person. Yoshev Olam, abiding in tents. So each one was given two descriptions. Esav was known as an Ish Yedei Atzayit, a man of hunting, and Ish Sada, a man of the field. While Yaakov was known as Ish Tam, a simpleton, Yoshev Olam, who sits in tents. Of course, the tents mean the Beis HaMedrash. The obvious question to anyone is going to be, why does Yosef, Esav, have the word Ish twice, and Yaakov have the Ish once? So in English, it would be a man who knows how to hunt, a man of the field, and Yaakov was a wholesome man abiding in tents. Why does one have two? Very simple question. Many of the commentators explain that Esav was a chameleon. He was a man who had duplicity with him. He switched locations and switched ideas and switched personalities. When he was in front of Yitzchak, he pretended to be a great holy Jew that was worried about each mitzvah and each hiddur of a mitzvah. This duplicity led him to be different personas, and therefore he had to have Ish more than once. Yaakov was always the same. Yaakov was an Ish Tam. He sat in the tent, he learned. When a person is truly sitting and learning all along, and Torah is his sole objective of life, he doesn't change. We don't believe in subjective morality. Each person decides when he wants to feel good, when he doesn't want to feel good, what he feels is right, which changes in societies, changes in locations, changes in times, changes in circumstances. We have one Torah. We rule by the one Torah. Therefore, if one is completely immersed in Torah study, who understands that halacha is what's important, he doesn't have a double ish to him. There's no two sides to him. It's one side. The one side is the Torah side. Esav, who had to play on different roles, he gets the ish written twice. It's a very simple lesson in life. We don't want to be fragmented people. We don't want to be people with multiple personalities. We want to be straight simpletons, meaning that the objectives are all clear on what our goal is, to create more Kiddush Shemayim in the world. And hopefully we will all do that and have a successful Shabbos and bring Mashiach soon.